If you are what you say you are, a superstar, then have no fear. The camera's here, and the microphones, and they wanna know. Oh, oh, oh. If you are what you say you are, a superstar, then have no fear. The crowd is here, and the lights are on, and they wanna show. Oh, 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 yeah.
Welcome to the Spotlight. I'm your host, Kente, and my co-host is Neonson. And today our guest is Fallen Thomas, Ryan, a.k.a. Fallen Thomas. As always, the Spotlight is a show that showcases machinima filmmakers and modders and voice actors. One, I'd like to say I'm glad to have Monk back. We missed you last week, Monk.
Welcome back, man.
No, he was real nice and gentle. So,
yeah. He said, as long as we fill the air with 7 per hour, we're good. So,
before we get started and we go with our guests, you have something for us, Neon?
Yes, guys. This week in our little news update, Bandai America extends Power Rangers toy line since they had it since 1990. This is, of course, due to Sandan Capital reacquiring Power Rangers, which is pretty cool. In real gaming news, it is a big one with Sonic 4, if any Sonic fans are listening. Sonic 4 has been delayed back and pushed back to fall 2010. Sega wants to polish up on gameplay, and if you want to see a new trailer, Splash Hillzone, you can go to Sega America on YouTube. 2 days until Super Mario Galaxy 2, which is awesome. Another game has been delayed. Ghost Recon for the 360, PS3, and Wii, Ghost Recon Future Soldier, has been delayed until 2011. New games this week are on our way for 360, PS3, Red Dead Revolver for the 360, PS3, and yes, Hot.
Can't wait to play that one.
Oh, man. I wish I had a 360 to play Red Dead Revolver. And Prince of Persia, The Forgotten Sands, which is out for 360, Wii, DS, and PSP, PS3. So go ahead, Kente. You said something about some news?
Yeah, the video game must be a tie-in to the film. This weekend, Prince of Persia, Sands of Time, the film, is coming out, as well as Sex and the City 2, and George A. Romero, Survival of the Dead. I'm guessing another zombie film. So... So, you know, we got to go and check that out, right?
Yeah. Speaking of movies, I have four micro movie reviews if anyone has seen these movies over the past year. World of Wild Things, I'm giving that a B-. It's a good kid family movie. It's when a little the child goes off to another place to learn from other supernatural creatures on how not to act towards his mother. It's pretty good. It's the costumes are good, the setting, the music, the atmosphere is pretty good. How to Train Your Dragon 3D. I watched it in 3D, and it's subtle 3D effects, which makes it nice. It's a B+. I just love seeing the black lizard dragon and a boy go off and fight the big dragon towards the end of the film. There's a surprise twist towards the end, which I think is a little shocking, but it's not so bad. Tyler Perry is a guy that I guess some people might know or may not know. His latest movie, Why Did I Get Married 2, I went in there, I thought it was going to be terrible. It was actually decent enough to where he engages the characters properly and you're able to have good relationships. He extends the relationships from being in a tropical setting back to the city. It's excellent. It's a C+ to a B-. Not real strong enough, but good enough to if you want to watch it. My A movie for this week is Kick-Ass. Kick-Ass is, yes, it's an awesome movie. It's well-written. It's a good comic book movie, but they do show some realistic sides. Like, if you try to be a superhero, you'll get your behind kicked. And they have actually one of the characters actually step up to that superhero status, which is Hit Girl. Trust me, you'll be like you'd be surprised at how much behind she can kick. You know, you start to appreciate, you know, some of culture tie-in like YouTube and using other stuff to help you feel like you're part, like it's right there happening right now. And that's my movie reviews this week. First, TLZ Online, Kente and Ben actually are guests, and I'll put it on TLZ Online sometime soon about, it's about video game violence. We talked about 40 minutes on it. It's real good. It's on YouTube. It'll probably be on YouTube over this weekend. TMU TLZ, I uploaded Forest Peace, a live action piece I did about a year back. I hope you guys enjoy that. And yeah, so go ahead, Kente.
Yeah. Before we carry on, I'd like to give congratulations to the five finalists in the Mifune Akira trailer competition. And you know, I like to also there was 19 entries and they were pretty much all very good. So you know, congratulate them for even entering the contest as well as I did. The five finalists are Mike DuBois with Mike the Caddy, and you know, yay Mike. Everybody here in TMU loves that guy. McWeems released the Scotsman trailer. Terrific trailer as well. Gabe, a.k.a. Anima Technica, The Nobbit.
Alonzo?
And also, Puka Shells, Gerber Man. Terrific trailer. Loved it a lot. I'm actually becoming a really good big fan of Puka Shell's work. He's really a great filmmaker. And then our guest tonight, Fallen Thomas, Ryan, a.k.a. Fallen Thomas, Thomas's Woodlawn. So what we're going to do is we're going to talk about his trailer. So before we bring him in, we have a clip from, I believe, remember I sent you the clip earlier today?
Hey, Snickers, did you notice anything weird about the neighbors? No, I don't really pay attention to them that much. Well, look at them now. I mean, they're different. They're moaning, they're groaning, they're sniffing the air, and look, they're biting people. I mean, that just doesn't seem right. I know. Are you thinking what I'm thinking? Something stupid, I suppose. No. I'm thinking that our neighbors are, in fact, pedophiles.
Welcome. Well, welcome, Ryan. How you doing? Oh my God, Monk! Yes, he's a guest, Monk. I did tell you to bring him in. Bring in our guest, Fallen Thomas. Right? Oh God!
There he is. Hey.
Hey, what's up, Ryan?
Hi, Ryan.
Hello.
Okay, before we continue on, what would you like to be called, Ryan or Fallen Thomas?
Well, you can say, like, you've been saying, like, Ryan, or Fallen Thomas, whose real name is Ryan or something like that, I don't know. Just to let people know my name's not Thomas.
It's very good to have you, man. That was a clip from Line of the Dead. Before we continue on about Line of the Dead, I'd like to first, where are you from? Talk about where you're from.
I'm from Long Beach, California, back in the far west. The U.S.
Yeah, we're close to each other. I'm in West L.A.
Yeah.
And Neon is in Cleveland.
Ohio. Cleveland, Ohio, pretty much. I'm far away, far.
Really far.
So, Ryan, how did you become to start making machinima?
Very long time ago, I found the stunts and effects in a bin at Target for like $5, and I thought, oh, this seems really good, and then I put it in and realized I needed the movie, and I was like, oh, and then I found out maybe like a month later, and I just got hooked onto the game so easily. I played for like so many hours straight, and I guess it's just been from there.
Yes. So what brought you to the idea of wanting to, I mean, you brought the software, of course, you played it so much, so what got you to brainstorm about, how can I make this movie, which is Dawn of the Dead, of course, where'd you come up with that idea from, or what motivated you to start getting to that process?
Well, I was watching Shaun of the Dead, which is a very good movie. I was thinking in my head, what all the things that rhyme with Sean and Don, and I came with Lon, and I was thinking, you know, I can make a funny zombie comedy here, and so I started writing a script, and it just like eventually it got lost in the archives, and then I found it again near Halloween, and I was like, okay, maybe I should just make the full length, and if a lot of people liked it.
Now, did you get your start at the old TMO, or did you go straight to YouTube when you started making Machinima?
I started with TMO, but I was kind of confused by the concept. You know, I barely found out where the TMO website was three exports later, and then, yeah, so I never really uploaded my things to YouTube until maybe the end of last year.
So,
oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
So, I see that first. So, the first two episodes were on Vimeo, and then the last one, the part three so far, the series is on on YouTube. You decided, was there something wrong with Vimeo, or did you just decide just to kind of have that there and just? The part three of Lana did.
Well, since I had uploaded to Vimeo, I realized there's such a long time for Vimeo. Like, you have to upload it, and then you have to wait in line, and I just got kind of impatient. So I found out they embedded videos, and so I saw the easier method there.
Cool.
Hello?
Uh-huh.
Hello?
Oh, okay. All right. I'm sorry. Now, say your answer one more time. I'm sorry. The last part.
Oh, was I going out there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, YouTube embeds HD now, so I just thought, you know, it was much more easier to use, which was quick and easy to upload, than Vimeo, which takes a while.
Now, what was the response when you started releasing your films? We'll kind of save Lon a little bit for a little bit later, but
yeah.
What was your first film?
Well, my first official film, really, because most of mine used to be like just little gags that I did. But the first film I made was this one called The Creature, which was a 13-minute long black and white movie, like an old B movie type. And that's what really sort of got people's attention towards me on TMO. And then, more and more, like, Mifune Akira, you know mm-hmm. him? He found me out. And we started, like, talking more after that. And a couple more big TMO users found me out and started promoting me a little bit, showing my videos to their friends and stuff. So that was really my big debut right there.
That must have felt good for you as a young filmmaker trying to get your stuff out there to have heavyweights like that, you know, backing you.
Yeah. I was only 13 at the time, so I was really overwhelmed.
Well, 3 years later, you're doing good. So over those 3 years, what did you learn about the software of the movies? Like the, you know, how can I put it? Like, did you run into any problems over the 3 years? Any software problems, I guess is the best way to put it, with the movies?
Yeah, well, like, after TMO had closed down, like, I barely got to hang outside editing, and which was a kind of a big problem, because I usually like things to be, like, good, like, more sharply edited, and so I had to get the hang of it that way for quite some time, and, from there on, I finally got Magix, and that's a very slow-running program, but I seem to manage, even though it does, like, skip during playback, which is really hard to get when you're adding sounds and whatnot.
Yeah. Now, I was told to ask you about this. We're not quite sure if you were the one that did this. Did you do something called Hospital?
Oh, yeah, I did.
Oh, okay, so I am on the right track. I didn't see it, but it was told to me as being really good. Can you kind of give the premise of it and, you know, how'd you came about to do it? And why isn't it online? I didn't see it.
Well, like, a long while back when I first made it,
What is it, too, by the way?
Oh, yeah. My computer crashed, so I kind of lost it, and I don't know where it is online. I don't know if anyone has it. But I actually only made the trailer, which, like, so many people seem to enjoy, like, its sound and its creepiness. This guy's in a haunted hospital, sort of like Silent Hill.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that kind of atmosphere. And there's, like, demons and monsters in there, and, like, just this horde of sound is, like, echoing through your ears throughout the whole trailer, and I guess it's what really creeped people out with all the demon voices and whatnot.
Yeah, I was told to make sure that it was you who did it and to tell you it was really good. So, but you never actually made the film, though, right? You just did the trailer.
I tried making the film, but I realized, because on TMO it had maybe 80 reviews from so many different users, and I was like, wow, these guys are expecting something big. And I was like overwhelmed with all the people, like, just, when is it coming out? And I didn't want to, like, make them sort of, you know, get bummed out by a lagging production, even though I'm sure I could probably do something good.
So you have the skill now to make it a reality, right?
Yeah, definitely. But I got to finish a few more things before I can get back on that.
Monk says that Hospital was one of the creepiest trailers ever made for the movies online. Or the movies, so... Hey, you creeping people out. That's good, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so... since you've been in the movies community, I imagine that when it closed down, were you quick to go over to TMU?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I was like, a substitute? I'm just going straight to that if there's no more TMO. Because movies isn't really popular on YouTube or many video sharing sites. I thought that was just, like, the perfect substitute.
Who would you consider your influences in filmmaking, using the movies, at least?
I'm influenced by pretty much everyone in the movies community. I mean, you take Puka Shells, for example, who was just, like, making these edited movies that are just so vibrant and, like, full of just visual appeal. And I'm always in awe when watching his films. And also, Mei Fun has always pushed me to do my best.
Amongst is everyone, even Moby Dick.
Oh, yeah, we've all seen that. We've all seen that. Unfortunately, I was dragged through the whole thing.
Go ahead.
Oh, and a long-lost user, I'm sure the monk knows, Trash Man, used to always review all of my films, and I was always he was always congratulating me on little things, so he always inspired me to just do more and more.
We can drive through the best one. Okay. So, Untitled, that was another, I think it was about a three-part series. Kind of give the genesis of Untitled, and it had a really good cinematic look to it. Kind of tell us about that.
Well, it was around maybe, I think it was the Christmas of, what was it, 2008? Or 2009, I can't remember. I was just thinking of ways that I can try to test out my camera ability, sort of. And so I made the premise of having just a straight to the point slasher flick. And from then on, I just built a story in my head and just put it out with the movies. And like, I mean, that was another movie that some people, like, started spreading the word about, which helped me out, too. And I decided to make it a three-part, but what I didn't realize was that after the second part, I lost some of the character models in the original, which I had to completely remake and look at the video itself and, like, match the star maker exactly, which was really hard. And then I just forgot about Untitled and decided to do a third part 2 years later. But I think it went out all right.
And now, bridging that from Lawn of the Dead, now, Lawn of the Dead, obviously you said you were a fan of the movie Shaun of the Dead. But there's something that's very TMU that's in your series, the Roger Thon. Can you kind of tell the audience how you incorporated the Roger Thon in your series?
All right. Well, that was another thing. I was writing the script, and while I was the Roger Thon contest 2009 was out, thinking, oh, I should definitely change up the script a little bit to make it about the Roger Thon and release it in time for the due date, which I didn't fully go through, so it didn't really mean much, but I just thought maybe I could just keep using the thong as just the main center point of the film and make it like the only reason for survival of these two imbeciles angels that really care if a zombie bites them or not, you know.
the thongs, I just... The pile of thongs in episode 3, man. How did you mop that? I'm just a beginner at the movies, and I haven't even got to that point yet, man. Oh, Lord, I've never seen so many thongs in my life.
It's just part of the writing process, you know, like, just... I'm just writing, and things just pop up in my head that are just like, hey, you can use this. And then I read over it many, many times, thinking of many things I could change. And then I get up those little tiny, those little puns, and just, it just evolved from that point.
So, Monk Ash didn't Guppy, excuse me, not a pile of thongs?
Oh, yeah, that pile of thongs is in part 3, I believe, when Ronald takes Snickers into his closet, which is an armory, unexpectedly.
The armory.
The armory. And there's huge pile of thongs right in the middle, which easily just distracts you completely from the rest of the guns until he realizes, oh wait, there are guns in this room. They're mine.
You know, your film contradicts Ben's film. In Ben's film, Forest of the Zombies, zombies can't open doors, but your film, they open doors, no problem.
They can kick down doors and throw people around.
So take that, Ben, who's the resident zombie expert.
Yeah, well, the thing was that was another delay. I told Ben about this. It's another delay to that production, because right when I was writing the script, he said he's releasing Farce of the Zombies, and I was like thinking, oh wait, you can't really have a double zombie blockbuster here. So I waited until he would release that, and eventually that was like a really long hiatus as well. So then I released it, and then he later told me that he got the encouragement to finish up his Farce of the Zombies, which was a feel good inside, sort of.
Nice.
Well, so,
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
What about zombies? You know, zombies are interesting characters. You know, you have vampires and werewolves and, you know, all kind of different creatures, but zombies are funny because, for the most part, they're depicted as these slow, mindless creatures.
Brain
dead. Right. The only thing they want is your brains, but they don't seem to have much brain themselves. So, what made you want to tackle the zombie genre?
Well, zombies, to me, it's just like the perfect sort of like plot twist to any movie. Like, you can like have Titanic and throw in a couple of zombies and people are like, whoa, this is amazing. This is an amazing movie. But, I just thought, like, if I can make zombies part of a plot that just seems like a normal thing, and it just flows right off the bat. And plus, you can do anything to zombies. Like, you can just kill them so easily because they're slow-moving things. So I thought it's a perfect cinematic chance to just slaughter a bunch of zombies in any way possible. It's always fun.
Are you a fan of the slow-moving zombie or the 28 Days Later super-fast on-steroid zombie?
That's a good.
Well, I was just about to say that. I am, like, 28 Days Later and 28 Weeks Later are my top 10 movies of all time. I just love how, like, it just makes you more scared of how fast they move. Normally when zombies are chasing after you, you think, oh, I'm unrutting this guy. And when they start sprinting after you like a litter, you realize, I am not in a good situation here. So I just thought it adds to the horror of the zombie films.
Mm-hmm. So now we come to Woodlawn, your trailer, which made the finals. Congratulations.
Ooh, thanks.
Congratulations.
So tell us about what made you enter the contest and how'd you come up with the premise behind your trailer.
Well, last year when he held the competition, I started working on my trailer because I thought it was such a fun premise for a competition. I've always like just thought it's so much easier to make a trailer, considering the hospital trailer. So it's so much easier to make a trailer than it is to make a full film, and I think it's always fun to do that. And so I didn't make the finals, but I had lots of fun making mine. This year, when I saw it and all the funky new lines he got, like, immediately started thinking of a bunch of ideas. And to make this post-apocalyptic sort of setting. But then again, I didn't know how I was going to put in the gerbil line or the blue wire line. And I was thinking of all these things. And then I saw it on TV. I'm not what show it was, but I showed the dad and the son arguing about how the son won't grow up. And I was thinking, maybe I can put that and then add the apocalypse setting to make it, like, contradictory to, like, a bigger lesson for him to learn about responsibility, you know. And so I just wrote the script, add lines, add a little TV montage in the beginning, and I was set.
Voila.
Yep.
And you know, one thing I love about it, it's well, the camera work is great, it's edited terrific, the music is perfect, and it has this really dark, spooky feel to it that I really like. You know, I could see, like, looking at that trailer, like, maybe in the theater, and going, damn, I want to see that film. So, and you know, and the thing that kind of sucks with all the people release trailers, they keep getting, man, you should make that. You should make that. You know, like, once again, Ben, Gabe, you know, and some others, as well as yours, now they're like, why don't you make these films, you know? But, you know, the whole point of it was to do a trailer for a film that you weren't going to make. So, but if you make Woodlawn, no one's going to be upset.
Well, I was considering it. And the process, and, like, just the countless hours when I just had that measly little fun time just to make a little small trailer. And also with the other projects I'm doing, it might be at the back of the line. And, but the Biz said he wouldn't mind seeing into a full film. A couple others did. And I was thinking about it. I started writing a little bit of a script, and then I realized this is going to be much harder than I thought. Like, even the premise that I know in my head, it's going to be much harder to write than I had envisioned.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
It looked like a good trailer to make. So, well, you know, I mean, I watched what I could earlier. It was good. You only have 11 videos on your YouTube channel. Let me look here. So, what was Pints of Guinness Make You Strong? What was that? Is that
a
Pints of Guinness Make You Strong?
Yeah, I was listening to the. It's a song. It's a music video, sort of. And I was listening to it, and I was realizing that the lyrics sort of told a story. And I thought I could just make it into the movies, which was a pretty easy thing to do. It only took me about maybe hour and a half to make and edit. And, it was just a little thing that just popped in my head, and I decided to just put on screen.
Nice. And I like he's right. I mean, I'm looking at the video right now. You have her floating on a bed. I mean, that's a pretty impressive, and like some of these camera angles makes it look on par with, you know, really professional camera work. You know, it's really good. It's enjoyable. Is this video on your TMU account, or is it just?
It was before, but I removed it because I think it was deleted from my Vimeo. I'm not sure. I'm not sure why I removed it.
Vimeo is weird.
Have you ever had on YouTube anything taken off because copywritten?
No, actually, because the movies isn't very popular. I guess the moderators at YouTube don't really care. They're like, oh, it's the movies. Just go ahead and let them do whatever they want.
Well, you would think so, but I've had it happen to me. I've had the band hammer hit me with.
was it a very popular song?
You know what? It was Whip It by Devo.
Well, maybe that was why.
I wonder if it's because of quality, or is that why it was taken off? I mean, it's funny though. I had the same video on MySpace, YouTube, and something else, and all three, you know, went to the WMG thing, and I was like, damn, like that, you know, you would think, you know, and it's funny, I had a Beatles song on one of them, and nothing. You would think, you know, that would be the one that they get you on, but Devo's exactly. Whip It is the one they's like, oh, hell no, you can't use that. That's like music royalty. Maybe they just don't like Devo. That's music royalty, so you can't touch it. Okay, so what kind of music you like, Ryan?
All types, pretty much. Like, you can throw on anything that isn't, like, I'm not a big fan of the main, like, the stuff you hear on the radio recently. It kind of bothers me a little bit. Mm-hmm. Other than that, just throw on anything, as long as I can move my head to it, or, like, just think about something through the music, I just...
Do you, being from the LBC, do you like hip hop?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Yeah, I do.
Okay. What kind of hip hop you like?
I like the old school.
What you know about the old school?
I listen to, you know, like I listen to a little bit of Eazy-E and WA. Oh. Yeah. But,
oh shit.
Yeah.
Square dance hip hop.
Square dance hip hop. Oh, gee.
I need to get into that.
Ooh, Solaris. Hi, Solaris.
Solaris.
So, and, go ahead, man.
Someone said about Cohen that you should make it, Colin? Ryan? I guess someone said you should make it. I think it was Anime Technica that said it. It's low budget. Yeah, low budget. I don't know, zombie flick. I'm looking in the chat here. I guess he said you should produce it for, I guess, in TMU quality. Let me see.
Try to read as well. I think it's the trailer. I think he's talking about the trailer. I believe.
Oh, Woodlawn.
Yeah.
Okay. At this point, Neon, you wanted to say who's in the chat room?
Hi, Master Solaris. How you doing? Hello, Julian88. Alonzo 11208. Emma Technica, of course. Ben Tuttle. Ethan Rout. Ethan Rout, too. I can't say anything tonight, though. Hello, Strange. Hello, Solaris. And Squirrel Girl. Thanks for listening.
Hello, everyone.
Next week we're doing the women of TMU. We're interviewing the women of TMU, and our guests will be Squirrely Girl and Judy Ann, and one more young lady yet to be determined. So that should be real cool. We'll talk Definitely. About what it's like being a female in this very male dominated community. So. Anyway, all right. So you're in high school right now.
Yep.
So when you get out of high school, what do you want to do? Do you want to make films?
Yeah, I think that's what I'm aiming for. Like, I was going to take the film class in high school, but they don't really push you. I want to go to like a school where they can actually like teach you in senses of just all the filming basics, maybe just get myself a camera and make some short films, short live action.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and welcome Ivan, he just came in the room, I'm sorry.
Hello, Ivan.
So do you make many live action films right now?
Not at the moment, because I'm kind of, don't have the best equipment. Like, I only have, like, a little cam, and I don't have the lighting or anything like that. No screen effects. I want to get pretty much all the little necessities before making short films, really.
Alright, so what we're going to do is we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about the things that our guest Ryan Fallon Thomas are into, and then we're going to talk about his future projects. So we're going to take a quick break. And Monk?
Alrighty.
Okay, I guess Monk is not there.
Well. Welcome back to the Spotlight, guys, with Kente And I'm your co-host, Neon-san. We're talking with Viola Thomas, a.k.a. Ryan, about all the cool things. And the question I wanted to get to before the break happened was, there's a lot of movie studios. You're in California. There's a lot of studios near Hollywood and stuff like that. And I heard from the previous questions, from your previous answers, you talked about, you know, I want to make my own short films. Did you want to work for any of those companies, or did you want to start your own actual company one day?
Well, to make an actual company, it would be, but I'm sure the bigger studio names would probably get more publicity, really. But, and if I were in anyone, it would probably be, maybe Miramax, because my favorite director in real life, Quentin Tarantino, is Miramax, and all these great films that he's mixed. And also Dimension always makes some really good productions. But other than that, pretty hard to get into the big movie world, but I'll keep that on my dream list.
Well, if you win the contest this weekend, you will have that to put on your resume.
I could.
And that will get you in the door.
I want a t-shirt and a thong in a machinima contest. How do you like that?
Shit, that'll put you to the head of the line, man.
Yeah.
So you're a gamer, right?
Yeah. Not a huge gamer, but I'm online.
What are some of the games you play?
I mainly play Rainbow Six Vegas 2.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
So, been my thing. But I also play Dead Rising, the old zombie game where you just murder a bunch of zombies in a mall, which is my thing. always a good influence there.
Do you get any inspiration from that game?
Yeah, definitely. Like, when I was writing Part 4 of Land of the Dead, I was also playing Dead Rising thinking, oh, maybe I could kill a zombie with a chair, or a baseball bat, or a guitar, I was just thinking of all these ideas in my head while playing.
Here's a question, speaking of zombie video games, have you ever played the Resident Evil series at all?
Any of the games? Resident Evil 4, the fourth, is one of my top.
See, you're more of an old school Resident Evil guy, Neon, right?
Me? I like the old ones. I played Resident Evil 4, that's still my all-time favorite, and beat it. I would love to play 5, and I wouldn't mind playing the remakes of Zero and Resident Evil on a GameCube, but they're still selling my GameStop, of course. Sure.
What kind of movies are you liking right now?
Well, I recently watched, what was it? I watched The Book of Eli.
Oh, which great movie.
Yeah, definitely a really great movie. With a nice ending, too. If anyone's interested, that was whoa.
Spoiler alert.
You'll be surprised. It's a good ending.
you'll be really surprised. So The Book of Eli, what else have you seen?
I watched Daybreakers, which was pretty good, except for the fact that I was expecting a lot more action and not as much blood. Like, there's, like, an over amount of blood, which is no big deal, but it's just, wow, there's more blood than I've ever seen or imagined in my mind there before watching.
Daybreakers. Have you seen Iron Man 2 yet?
I want to so bad.
Yeah, that's a good flick. I seen it the week it came out. It's pretty good. I wasn't a big fan of the original, but I like this one a lot better. I know a lot of people love that original, but I actually dug this one a lot. You know, I mean, the original was okay for me, but this one, it was funny. It had a lot of good elements to it. So, I mean, when you said you liked Quentin Tarantino, does Tarantino, does he influence some of your machinima?
Oh, like, to the utmost. Like, for all dialogue scenes. Because he has, like Pulp Fiction. It was more like, some of the scenes were like, that wasn't really necessary, but I was really interested in the dialogue, you know? Like, I was like, oh, this is a cool conversation. I mean, it doesn't have anything to do with the movie, but I just thought, that's a good idea. I mean, having a movie that focuses on the plot the entire time is just, it sort of gets, like, overbearing when you just have those kickback moments where you're like, eh, good movie.
Nice.
His style, too.
Was there any TV, I'm not saying that TV movies are bad in quality, but is there any TV movies or TV shows that you it could be on NBC, CBS, you know, Showtime, HBO, any series recently you...
Watch, the main show that I follow is, It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. You ever watch that?
You know, I didn't even catch that one yet. That's with Danny DeVito, right?
Yeah.
Danny DeVito. Yeah. I heard it was good. Sorry, go ahead.
That's cool. Go on.
Go ahead, yeah. Sorry.
Oh, well, this is the Tony Stark show. I found it out, and I was like, wow, this is really good. Like, characters always seem to be, like, fighting with each other. There's another influence to Law of the Dead, so... I guess that would be one influences too.
What'd you think of Avatar?
That was really good. Hmm. Really, like, I mean, I've heard things about it copying and whatnot, but other than that, I was in awe in the theaters.
I never watched it in the theaters, and I'll give that one an 8-2, but I didn't feel the need for 3D glasses, but you watched it in the theaters, right? How was the 3D?
Well, 3D wasn't necessary, really. Like, there was no moments that like, popped out at you, really. It was just, like, just a clearer picture, really.
Yeah, I mean, it had a good story for me, and I felt like... it was good enough without the 3D effects. I was still pulled into the world. I didn't even feel like I needed 3D. You know, so it was great.
It's funny. We talked about this kind of last week. There's a slew of movies now that are just coming out in 3D. I don't know. You know, they act like it's some new stuff. They act like it's new stuff, but, you know, they've been doing 3D forever. Shit, Captain EO. Captain EO was 3D, you know. Jaws 3 was 3D.
That's garbage.
Friday the 13th 3 was in 3D, you know.
Oh,
so yeah. And then they're rebooting everything. Everything's a reboot. Michael Bay. I could do a whole show about Michael Bay and how much he sucks. And you know what's sad is he gets such great... I think he gets great material. I think he just fucks it up. So, you know... I mean, I think the material... a lot of the material you get is good. And if they had a competent director directing it, then, you know, I think that the films would have been a lot better. But...
I see.
Yeah, that's me. I'm not gonna beat up on him.
I was wondering if you were referring to Transformers 2.
No, actually, that was trash. You know, I grew up with Transformers, and, you know, when you see it now, it's a little corny now, but, you know, that movie was really bad. I didn't like the first one either, you know. It was loud and obnoxious and... cutting all over the place, and I can't stand Michael Bay. I think he would screw up a porno.
At the climax, boom.
Yeah, it'd be all these shots. And, nah, it'd be horrible. Yeah, I can't stand Michael Bay's films. But have you getting kind of back on the Machinima tip? Have you collaborated with any other TMU filmmakers?
Yeah, I've me and I don't know if you know who Hot Wax is. He's
I've seen the name.
Ravens fan.
Okay.
Yeah. Me and him are kind of like friends, like since TMO, and so we've kind of collaborated. Mixing up my words here. Collaborated on a couple ideas. He's gonna help me with some of the script writing and Law of the Dead. So I guess that's a pretty cool collaboration there.
Nice. Anybody else that you have and you would like to in the future, maybe?
Well, I mean, I would love to do, like, any sort of collaboration. They're always fun. But I heard that if you get maybe a group of five people to work on a movie, it's not the most fun. It's actually more struggling. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I wouldn't mind doing a video with you guys.
Hey.
Hey,
yeah.
I would glad to. You know, hey, my fellow Californian, you know, LBC, you know, we gotta represent Cali. So, you know, me and you, Jorge, Solaris, Gabe, we're all from Cali, and Strangers from Cali. So,
yeah. I was told about the California 7, I think, or did I miscount?
Yeah, so, you know, we got to stick together and make some good films. So, yeah, yeah, anytime. Anytime. I've definitely become a big fan of your work. It's funny, I've been checking it out from a distance, and then this week, getting prepared, I kind of saw a lot of your stuff. And, you know, one thing that I love to see is the progression from, you know, your earlier stuff to now. I mean, it's really great to see, you know, because I know when you first start out and you see other people and they're doing really good work, and then you start feeling like, man, you know, I can't, you know, I'm not as good as them, you know, but then you start really starting to get it, and then now you're like, hey, I'm as bad as anybody else up in here, you know? So, you know, it's like, hey, I can hang with the big boys, and you definitely, you know, are doing that, and it's really good to see. And one thing is, you know, you're a movies guy, and most people in this community started with the movies, but, you know, like, I started with the movies. I still use the movies. You know, I'm using Movie Storm for this current project I'm doing, but I'm a movies guy first. And one thing I was happy and really pleased with, sorry, Gabe, that four of the five finalists in the trailer competition were movies people. So, that, you know, I'm so tired of, you know, this, the movies, you know, sucks and all of that stuff. It showed that actually if you're really talented and you really, you know, put together a good piece, that you could do really good work, you know.
Yeah.
And with all the outside editing stuff, like, you know, After Effects, and, you know, you could use Audacity and other things I'm leaving out for right now, you can definitely do really top-notch great work in the movies, you know. And then plus, you know, I don't know if you've been doing this. Have you been using Blender at all?
I've tried, and I'm complete failure.
Well, you can use Blender to do animations that you wouldn't be able to do in the movies. And Steven Dyson, who I know you know very well, and Mike DeBoing, especially Steven, they've been doing real grand breaking stuff in doing that. So I don't know if you've seen any of the tech demos, but you need to check those out. It'll help you in your filmmaking. It's helping me. And, you know, it'll add that extra level of stuff that you couldn't do. Now, before we close it up, just real quick, we only have a couple of minutes. What are your next projects that you're going to release?
Well, to anyone that's a fan of Law of the Dead, I'm sure you'll like this. I'm gonna continue on with it, but instead of doing parts, I'm gonna scramble them all together and just make one big Lawn of the Dead production.
Yay.
Just release it. Yeah. Like, maybe it might end up to be around like 40 minutes long, a really big long movie. But nice. I'm sure it'll be worth the time and effort to make.
And you're gonna premiere it in TMU Theater, right?
Yeah, of course.
All right.
I'm probably gonna, once I get my last VOs, oh no, once I get them all together, I'll make like a little trailer, I'll premiere it on there, put it on TMU, YouTube, and then just let you know that it's coming soon, and then premiere it on TMU Theater.
Cool. And anything else you have on the horizon?
Well, my movie that I started on back in 2009, Every Bullet Left, is coming out pretty soon. I mean, I've finished with the advanced movie making, and I just need to get one more VO's line, and I'll be able to get into post-production, and that should be coming out pretty soon, maybe during summer.
An action movie. Can you, any of the premise you can share with us?
Well, there are lots of plot twists, lots of them. Those spoiled, but it's kind of in the style of Quentin Tarantino and like Reservoir Dog movies. Oh, cool. Like that, sort of mobster movies. Sort of like
Who's starring in it?
Jace 180 is the main character. And Puka Shells, Mac Wimmis, I think I got it maybe like 8 members. Oh, Jorge's on there too. He's one of the guys. Got a little guest appearances from Six Headed Monster. A bunch of TMO people. So
cool.
Should be fun.
Yeah. We can't wait to see it. As soon as you have it, please make sure that, I mean, I check the boards and stuff anyway, but, you know, just drop me a little message just so it won't pass me by. <'Cause>, you know, every once in a while, you miss a couple of things, you know? So, I definitely don't want to miss that. Nian, do you have anything?
Well, guys, like I said, the TLZ chat panel will be up this weekend. I'll see you about recording some more, lots of plays and stuff like that. Right now, I'm kind of coming to the end of what I kind of have planned, but we'll see. I might have to hiatus on TLZ, but we'll see. But yeah, thank you, Ryan. Thank you, Mark, for having me here. Thank you, Kente. I always love doing this every week. It's awesome.
Thank you, and thank everybody for coming. Next week is the women of TMU. So far, we have Squirrely Girl and Judy Ann as our guests. There's going to be one more lady joining that panel. You'll see it on the show, on the thread. Thank you, everybody. And Monk, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Do you have anything?
Oh, yeah. Of course I got something. I've been chatting with Gabe the whole time y'all been talking. But next week, the Thursday night movie that we always do on Wednesday night will finally be moving to its real time slot after this program. So 10 o'clock Central Time, right after Kente's Spotlight, we will be doing our usual Thursday night chat / razzing the movie of our choice. Nobody showed up last night, so we went through a bunch of Prelinger films, including a blonde stag film, which the main comment was, "Grandma, is that you?"
Oh my God! What's the film for next week?
I believe we are going to be doing, because we'll be following this show, we will be doing I forgot it last night, the name of the movie. It's the marijuana film. You know which one I'm talking about?
Mm-mm.
You don't?
The marijuana film.
The classic marijuana film.
Oh, Cheech and Chong?
No, no, it's not, and it's not Fast Times at Ridgemont High. It's, it's not Up in Smoke. It's, now I can't remember it. Oh, my God, I had to learn something this week playing with Blender, and now I forgot the name of the movie. It's Reefer Madness.
Reefer Madness.
Reefer Madness. We will be riffing on Reefer Madness next week. So, for a freewheeling fun time, hang around next Thursday night after Kente's marvelous program that he will be having with the ladies of TMU. And you guys are always one step ahead of Ken and Roger. You realize that, don't you?
Why, they're doing something like that?
Well, they did something like this years ago, the ladies of the movies online. And now you guys are but they never did one for TMU.
Oh.
Yeah. Hopefully you'll pick out a couple of voice actresses, because we're always lacking in voice actresses.
Oh, okay. Yeah. It sounds like a calendar, a swimsuit calendar.
Yeah, we talked about doing that one year, a swimsuit calendar, and I think we, the community sort of said, yeah, maybe not. But what we wanted them to do was to, the ladies of TMU, to make up their own characters out of the movie stuff and just hand us a picture and we would make a calendar out of it. Wow. And it never came together.
I thought you were going to ask, like, Judy Ann and
Dulce and, all the ladies, Mrs. Guppy, the usual. There's only like four or five of them out there, so. Mm. Yeah, but we might be able to pull that off this next year, just in time for Christmas.
Yeah. Well, maybe this show next week will be the springboard for that. So
I certainly hope so. Anyway, you guys got anything else for tonight?
That's it. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you, Ryan, one more time.
Okay.
Thank you, Ryan. Thank you, Mike.
Jorge, right. I apologize for the choice of music tonight. y'all say good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Listen up, y'all freaks. I know your haters, MC Bullet in the house. Pour in rain on your paraders. I'm mesmerizing my rhymes to terrorize. Flip, 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 flop. Let's just see what you got. The rain in Spain, an essential in my flame. Precipitation, no complication. Despite my fame, when the raindrops fall, you squeal like a moaner. I cast a spell on you, just like MC's a moaner. Teardrops from the sky will settle in your eyes. As you end up in a swirl, my words, they rock your world. I'm rhyming in the rain, happy to kick your ass again. Listen to the jazz, you'll never be the same.
You have my heart, and we'll never be worlds apart. Maybe in magazines, but you'll still be my star. Baby, cause in the dark, you can't see shiny cars. And that's when you need me there, with you I'll always share. Because when the sun shines, we'll shine together. I told you I'll be here forever. That'll always be your friend. Took an open gun, stick it out till the end. Now that it's raining more than ever, I know that we'll still have each other. You can stand under my umbrella. You can stand under my umbrella. Ella, Ella, hey, hey, hey. Under my umbrella. Ella, Ella, hey, hey, hey. Under my umbrella. Ella, Ella, hey, hey. Under my umbrella, Ella, Ella, eh, 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 eh. Fancy things will never come in between. You're part of my entity, here for infinity. When the war has took its part, when the world has dealt its cards, if the hand is hard, together we'll mend your heart. Because when the sun shines, we'll shine together. I told you I'll be here forever. Said I'll always be your friend. To the north, I'm gonna stick it out till the end. Now that it's raining more than ever, I know that we'll still have each other. You can stand under my umbrella. You can stand under my umbrella. Ella, Ella, eh, eh, eh. Under my umbrella. Ella, Ella, eh, eh, eh. Under my umbrella. Ella, Ella, eh, eh, eh. Under my umbrella. Ella, Ella, eh, 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 eh. You can run into my arms. It's okay, don't be alarmed. Come into me. There's no distance in between our love. So go on and let the rain pour. I'll be all you need and more. Because when the sun shines, we'll shine together. I told you I'll be here forever. Said I'll always be your friend. Took an oath, I'm gonna stick it out till the end. Now that it's raining more than ever, I know that we'll still have each other. You can stand under my umbrella. You can stand under my umbrella. Ella, Ella, Ella.